morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. In the latest crop progress report released yesterday, it's become very clear just by looking at the numbers that the shift is beginning to happen, where the winter wheat harvest on the southern plains is now wrapping up and allowing attentions to turn now on summer crops. Quickly, though, as we look at the national perspective, the United States Department of Agriculture has rated the U.S. soybean crop condition this week at 64% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 9% poor to very poor. The U.S. corn condition is rated at 68% good to excellent, with 24% fair and 8% poor to very poor. Nationally, winter wheat harvest has reached 53% complete, 3 points below this time last year, behind the average by 1 point, and still a long ways to go as harvest gets underway in the northern part of the wheat belt. In Oklahoma, though, winter wheat harvest has reached 95% complete, up 3 points from normal. Canola harvested has reached 91%, corn silking at 34%, sorghum headed has reached 10%, and cotton squaring is up 24 points from last year, now at 40%, 17 points above normal. In Kansas, the winter wheat crops condition is rated at 8% very poor, 14 poor, 31 fair, 40 good, and 7 excellent. Harvested at 73%, near 76 last year, and 72 the 5-year average. Corn condition, though, is rated at 1% very poor, 6 poor, 30 fair, 52 good, and 11 excellent. Soybean condition rated at 1% very poor, 3 poor, 29 fair, 61 good, and 6 excellent. Sorghum condition is rated at 3% poor, 26 fair, 67 good, and 4 excellent. Sorghum planted was 97%, equal to last year, and near the average of 96. So far, sorghum headed was 3%, behind 10 last year, but equal to the average. In Texas, the 2017 wheat harvest is in the books for most of the state. Some areas of the northern high plains, though, continues harvest between storms, now at 93%, though, complete for the state as a whole, a 6% increase from last week and above the 5-year average by 8 points. Cotton squaring is now 35% complete, ahead of the previous year by 9 and 4 the average. Cotton's condition in Texas is currently 41% good to excellent, 43% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. Corn condition as we near harvest rates 70% good to excellent, 24 fair, and 6% poor to very poor. Sorghum in the state so far is at 27% mature, 68% headed, and only 12% harvested. Its condition is rated at 52% good to excellent, 46% fair, and 2% poor. For a look at those complete crop progress reports for this week, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.